USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A letter is going to be delivered to me from Kim Jong-un.
President Trump referring to a letter he's been told he'll be receiving today from the North Korean leader.
So I look forward to seeing what's in the letter.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo first made the announcement of the letter after talks with top North Korean officials in New York City as they try to find a way to get the Trump-Kim summit back on track. Today's June 1st, day one of the Atlantic hurricane season, and like a recently released government prediction, the revised forecast from Colorado State University researchers is for a near-average season of 14 named storms, six hurricanes, two of which could become Category 3 or stronger. Earlier predictions were calling for an above-average amount of storm activity. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
There is no Republican Party. There's a Trump party.
Strong words about the GOP from a former Republican congressman, ex-House Speaker John Boehner of Ohio, saying the Republican Party he always knew seems to be gone now.
The Republican Party has got to take a nap somewhere.
Boehner also telling the audience at that business conference outside Detroit last evening regarding the confrontational style of President Trump, the country will live through it. U.S. allies are promising retaliatory action after President Trump imposes steep tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, allowing waivers which had initially been granted to EU allies as well as Canada and Mexico to expire. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the U.S. tariffs defy common sense. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross defending the move, saying the goal is to reduce U.S. trade deficits and to help American workers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The reward for information that leads to the capture of a man suspected of killing a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee is now at $46,000. Stephen Wiggins is accused of fatally shooting Sergeant Daniel Baker the day before yesterday. Baker killed while responding to a report of a suspicious vehicle just west of Nashville. A woman who was arrested hours later in connection with the killing was in the vehicle with Wiggins when the shooting took place, and she too has been charged with first-degree murder, the charge Wiggins is expected to face once he's captured. Comedian Samantha Bee apologizing for calling Ivanka Trump a vulgar name.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless He listens to you.
An outcry was sparked on both sides of the political aisle, Bee tweeting an apology directly to Ivanka Trump yesterday, admitting she had crossed a line. Earlier, the White House was pushing Time Warner and TBS to take immediate disciplinary action against Bee. And the movie Black Panther winning an award for its trailer. The blockbuster comic book film won the top prize last night at the 19th Annual Golden Trailer Awards in L.A. The preview clip for Black Panther winning multiple awards, including Best in Show, Best Action TV Spot, and Best Action Music Spot as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.